It's the Wib Wake Up Show, 60 degrees at 14 and a half before 6 o'clock. Let me see if anybody's on the phone. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, it's Jason Cans. What do you know?
It is me. How are you this morning?
You just kind of show up there morning by morning. Thank you.
I do. I try. Some mornings the phone doesn't work, but today it did. So,
I guess, you know, I guess that's what prayer is, right? I mean, prayer is calling God, talking to God by faith because we don't see him.
Yeah.
And
right. True.
And so, and it's because I've kind of imagined, I mean, I love these opportunities to talk with you. I guess if it wasn't for the radio, I wouldn't necessarily be doing it. So it's you and me and a few of our closest friends listening on a 100,000 watt station that's heard worldwide and the live stream at wib.com. But, I mean, what if you could actually have like an auditory conversation with God for 5 minutes a day? That would be kind of nice.
You know, I think that, that could be helpful at times. And yet I think we're asked to step into that by faith. And sometimes, I know for me at least, it feels silent on the other end. Continue to step into that space as often as I can. And,
I think anyone who's
that God hears.
I think anyone who's honest is going to acknowledge that that is the case. And I'm suspicious if they wouldn't admit that. But anyhow, I mean, there's times it feels like the heavens are a brass ceiling. And so, but we come. And I think that's where, though, I mean, I was reading a book, this Man Alive book for our men's group tonight at church. And I mean, the idea of loving God and then starting with loving your spouse. But I'm like, God isn't here, but, you know, certainly the image bearers are here. And First John gets across that message, right? I mean, don't say you love God who's not here. You got people. So if you love God, you're going to love people, right?
Absolutely. I think it goes hand in hand.
Having said that, I think the appropriate song to follow is Jason Gray, Jesus Loves You and I'm Trying. So,
that's a good title. That's a really good title.
That's a good title. Yeah. I was listening to Love Matters More by Jared Bias this morning for like my fourth time listening through. And I think the idea of speaking the truth in love means loving people to the point that they, you know, he had a great line, loving people to the point that you could share the truth, but it doesn't mean bashing them over the head with truth. So,
right. It's a good way to put it.
Okay. We've got Love Letter 29, which is Joel from Larry Crabb's 66 Love Letters. And he sums up Joel this way, wake up to desire, lose hope in yourself and pray right for life. Well, that's kind of along the lines of what we've been maybe chatting about a little bit here this morning. Joel, here's the side note I put to Joel before we even read it in the back in the epilogue. I wrote, wow, that's tough. So here we go. To be formed like my son means to love like that, to love those who pound nails into your hands and feet. That's the tough part. Wake up. Realize that's what you most want to do. Lose hope. Stop depending on life to work on others coming through for you. Pray right. Pray for me. Pray for my will to be done, not yours, Jason.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Again,
I think it's, I mean, we keep coming back to that idea of love, and love at sometimes is not easy. And I think that Larry's giving us that reminder there as well.
Two things to say. Love isn't easy. I mean, I think a huge thought that just is camping in my mind and feels like it's going to stay there until I leave the earth is, Mark, your only choice is to love people as they are, not as you want them to be, you know?
Yes.
I mean, what other choice? But I feel like so often we're like, I'm going to tell you the way you should be. And I'm like, that's just not, that's not going to work.
Yeah, that's true. We got to be met where we are.
Also, boy, a lot of this summary of Joel smacked me, but the idea of stop depending on life to work on others coming through for you. Ouch.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think so often we try to, that word depend on others to do things to make us feel right and good. And for me, it's coming back to remembering that my identity doesn't rest in what other people think of me, but what in Christ thinks of me.
We close out the best 5 minutes of the day with Galatians 5:24.
Says, those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there.
Okay, that's it. And you sum it up this way in Letters to the Beloved, your devotional commentary on the New Testament. You belong to my son, which is what you were saying. When he was crucified, he justified and purified you. I love that. You possess a new purity of that, too. You also have a new power that enables you to overcome old sin patterns as you walk in step with my spirit day by day, envision nailing your fleshly desires to the cross, because that is where my son dealt with them. Good job, Jason. Good paragraph.
Yeah, I think that, again, that does fit with what we were just talking about. And this idea of new purity, new power, comes from Dwight Edwards, who was a student of Larry's as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, so again, I think we've been given these new things and to live out of that truth.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, you never know what'll happen. Connection, no connection. Thanks again. We'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah. Maybe I'll talk to you tomorrow.
There we go on WWIB. Well, Elijah Freeman worked with us back in the day. He was an announcer, worked in sales. He did some great job on sports. And I've known him since he was a young listener back in the day, like Oliver and Eau Claire checks in these days. Elijah used to check in from Ladysmith. And he posted on Facebook here in the last day or so. He says, "We have now had the wake and the funeral and the burial for his grandpa, Bud Miller. He says that many tears have been shed, and they were shed not because his death was tragic or unexpected or that he had unfinished business to do and died too soon. My tears," says Elijah, "my tears for this man are my appreciation for such a great life. He was a tremendous father and grandfather and neighbor and church member and business owner. He got out to travel the country and the world and served in the military and also was a pillar of his local community decade after decade." Elijah says, "Everyone thought so highly of him because of how hospitable and faithful and loyal he was. He did everything well, including dying with peace and dignity after having seen all of his family members to say goodbye." So in memory of Bud Miller, we've got this tune this morning from Brad Paisley. "When I Get Where I'm Going" on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB.
When I get where I'm going, on the far side of the sky, the first thing that I'm gonna do is spread my wings and fly. I'm gonna land beside a lion and run my fingers through his mane, where I might find out what it's like to ride a drop of rain. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, there'll be only happy tears. I will shed the sins and struggles I have carried all these years, and I'll leave my heart wide open. I will love and have no fear. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, don't cry for me down. Gonna walk with my granddaddy, and he'll match me step for step, and I'll tell him how I've missed him every minute since he left, and then I'll hug his neck. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, there'll be only happy tears.
Win a Wednesday, WWIB, continuing on from Tuesday Trivia. People had two chances at this yesterday, Caleb.
Yes, we're giving away the new album from Lauren Daigle. The question: the average American household used to used to have 16 of these. 16 of what is the question? The average American household used to have 16 of these. 715-723-2555. I've got the incorrect answers, Halvo. It's not 16 settings of china, like fine china. It's not air vents, not electrical outlets, not oil lamps, not pillows, not kitchen cabinets, not radios, not water bottles, not CDs, not VHS tapes. The average American household used to have 16 of these. 16 of what? 715-723-2555 on a Win It Wednesday for your chance to win that brand new self-titled album from Miss Lauren Daigle. 723-2555.
And the average American household may still have some of these, but probably not 16.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. And I'm trying to think, man, I can't even hazard a guess how many are in my house, but I know it's not 16.
Yeah,
I know it's not 16.
So the point is, most folks don't have as many as they once did.
That's very true. 715-723-2555. No penalty for wrong guesses. You can give it a shot. You can call back if you can get through. 715-723-2555.
This is really a colorful CD from Lauren Daigle. It's just, I didn't see it till today. I mean, one of her songs is Kaleidoscope Jesus, and I think that's what they're getting at.
Yeah, maybe. Wow. Pretty incredible album artwork on there. Lauren definitely has a style, a fashion sense of her own. And, we've got a couple tunes we're playing from that right now. And you get to hear all the rest. These Are the Days is her new one. Now, let's get to the phones here at 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Darren from Barron.
Darren from Barron. I like that. All right. The average American household used to have 16 of what? Darren from Barron, go ahead.
How about chairs?
Chairs. Okay, maybe we entertain. Maybe we're more hospitable than we used to be. Is it chairs, Halvo?
It's a good try, but that's not what we're looking for.
Not chairs, but Darren from Barron, please call back because I want to be able to say that more. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. The average American household used to have 16 of what? Used to. Emphasis on used to.
It's tough. You got to really think on this one.
723-2555 for a chance to win that Lauren Daigle CD. 715-723-2555. What could it be? Again, it's not fine china, not air vents, not electrical outlets, not oil lamps, pillows, kitchen cabinets, radios, water bottles, CDs, VHS tapes, or chairs.
Are
what
you the
might it
smart
be?
One who can figure this out on this Wednesday morning? 715-723-2555.
Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Carla, and I'm calling from Osseo.
Carla from Osseo, go ahead.
Is the answer telephone books?
Telephone books. Is it telephone books, Halvo?
That is not the correct answer.
Thank you, Carla from Osseo. Call back, 723-2555. But yeah, there used to be at least several telephone books hanging around. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, WWIB. All right, we'll try here. Good morning. You're on the air on a Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
I'm Tammy from Glen Flora.
From Glen Flora. Love it. Artisans up there. Yeah, I've been there. Go ahead. What do you think?
Is it windows?
Is it windows? Did the average American household used to have 16 windows, Halvo?
That's a good guess because you think about that, but that's not it.
Not what we're looking for. Thank you. Try again. 715-723-2555. We have time for two more guesses here. Good morning, WWIB. Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Dana from Chautauq.
Dana from Chautauq. The average American household used to have 16 of these, Dana. What could it be? What do you think?
Hello? We lost
you. Oh, Dana, we lost you. All right, let's go here. Good morning. What do you think?
Candles.
Was it candles?
It was not candles.
Not candles. All right. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. Last guesser. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Shonda from Prentice.
Shonda from Prentice. Up north. Love it. The average American household, Shonda, used to have 16 of what?
Blankets.
Blankets. Man, we have a lot of blankets in my house. Halvo, is it blankets?
No, it's not.
Oh, Shonda, thank you. Call again. We're going to try this again in about 20 minutes because it's a Win It Wednesday and the goal is to get a winner. Well, speaking of lacrosse, we're headed down there right now.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy, happy birthday to all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy, happy birthday and all your dreams are true. We wish it was our birthday so we could party.
It's your birthday. Well, Halvo got to say it off the air. I'll say it on the air. Happy birthday to our friend Mike from lacrosse. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning to you there in La Crosse. How are things in the Coulee region today?
Oh, nice out today. You know, it's going to be a good day for my cookout this afternoon that I'm having. So, you know, I'm thankful for that. And I have a friend that's going to take me out for breakfast this morning, too.
Nice.
Fantastic. I know, Mike, we've known you. Man, I don't know how long it's been now, but yeah, we've enjoyed getting to know you more on the air and off the air over the last several years from down there in La Crosse. Got to meet you at One Fest and hang out with you a few years ago. And then it seems like an annual tradition that we at least see you at One Fest, and looking forward to hopefully seeing more of you, too.
Yeah, because I'm looking forward to getting up there to Cadott next year for One Fest if things go right.
That'd be great. So you got a friend taking you out to breakfast, and then you're having a cookout. Like, how big a group are you inviting over for your birthday?
Oh, probably about 15 people.
Wow.
Man.
Yeah.
You know how to celebrate.
You're a man of many friends, Mike.
Yep, and I'm going to be 49 today.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday, yep. And congratulations on 49 years of life.
Yep, and hopefully many more.
Absolutely. Amen. Enjoy your 40s for one more year, okay?
Yep.
And we appreciate how much you love WWIB and some of the kind words you've said about Caleb and I and the WIB Wake Up Show. So thanks so much for starting your day with us.
Yeah, and I've listened to WWIB ever since Eminem's in the Morning, so it's been years.
That's been a while back, yeah.
Well, helping us celebrate 50 years here of WWIB, one of our great WIB family members, Mike from La Crosse. Mike, have a happy birthday. We love you, man.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, see ya.
That is our friend Mike from La Crosse.
WIB Wake Up Show, Win It Wednesday, continuing on with started yesterday on Tuesday Trivia, and this is our fourth try at it, Caleb.
Yes, the number to call, 715-723-2555. The average American household used to have 16 of these. The average American household used to have 16 of what? 715-723-2555.
You've got yesterday's wrong answers, and then I'll have today's wrong answers with a clue to follow.
All right, so it is not settings of China, fine China. It's not 16 settings of those. It's not air vents. It's not electrical outlets. It's not oil lamps, not pillows, not kitchen cabinets, not radios, not water bottles, not CDs, not VHS tapes. None of those.
It is also not chairs, telephone books, windows, candles, or blankets. It's not any of those five, but let me say one of those answers starts taking us in the right direction.
There you go. That's your clue. One of those answers from earlier this morning, again, gets us headed in the right direction. 715-723-2555. We're giving you a chance to win the brand new self-titled album from Lauren Daigle. We've got our first caller. Ready and raring to go. Good morning, WWIB. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show here on WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lori from Augusta.
Lori from Augusta. What do you think the average American household used to have 16 of these? What are we talking about?
Steps, like old country farmhouses.
Steps.
Steps. Okay, sure. I remember... That's not correct, but I have a little story. you can call back, Lori. Thank you. I remember down in Iowa, my great-grandmother had this awesome, super narrow, super winding staircase that went upstairs, and then she had all sorts of books upstairs, including one on Roger Staubach that she let me keep because I was so interested in football. Very dangerous staircase, but anyway, that's what I remember. But it's not steps, but a great guess, Lori. Thank you.
Well, we could play Rich Mullins Step by Step. 723-2555 for your guess in a Caleb story this morning.
Good morning. What do you think?
Towels.
Towels.
Some of those MyPillow towels.
Yeah, those are good.
That's not it.
Not towels. Thank you for calling. Try again. Good morning, WWIB Win It Wednesday and the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Myron from Prairie Farm.
Myron from Prairie
Hi,
Farm.
Myron.
Go ahead, Myron.
Yes, I'm pretty sure it's going to be incandescent light bulbs.
Incandescent light bulbs.
Yeah.
You're pretty sure, but that's not it.
Not what we're looking for, Myron. Thank you. Have they banned those yet? I feel like they're banning
stuff.
Yeah,
right. Let me try to give the hint again. The incorrect answers earlier were chairs, telephone books, windows, candles, and blankets. And one of those takes us in the right direction.
All right, let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Randy Eau Claire.
Hi,
all right,
Randy.
Go ahead, Randy.
Pillows?
Is it pillows? I believe that's been guessed. Yep,
yeah.
Pillows has been guessed.
Guess
so, Randy, you can have a bonus guess if you'd like.
Bed sheets.
Bed sheets. We're thinking of all sorts of MyPillow products now, too.
Sponsored by MyPillow.com. No, that's not it.
Get the Giza Dreams ones, though. Big discount with WWIB as the promo code. Thank you, Randy.
How about the flannel heading into winter?
Yes, indeed. All right, let's try this line here. Good morning. What is your name and where are you calling from on this fine Wednesday morning on WWIB?
Hello, my name is Amy Stewart from Kadot.
Hi, Amy, go ahead.
Hey, I was thinking of silverware.
Silverware?
Like spoons, like you guys were born with a silver spoon in your mouth.
Maybe a silver tongue, not a silver spoon. Yeah, right. Silverware, Alvo?
No, that's not what we're looking for.
Thank you, Amy from Kadot. 715-723-2555. I think we have time for two more guesses before we have to push this beyond 8:15. The average American household used to have 16 of these. The average American household used to have 16 what? 715-723-2555. We will go here. Good morning. What's your name, please? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Caleb. It's Beth Beach in Eau Claire.
Hey, Beth. Go ahead.
The Whip Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday. It's round five of what started as Tuesday Trivia.
715-723-2555. Can we get this figured out? We're offering up the brand new album, self-titled, from Lauren Daigle, if you can be the first to answer our query. Again, Tuesday Trivia became Win It Wednesday. The average American household used to have 16 of these. The average American household used to have 16 of what? 715-723-2555.
Before I give you some of the answers, it's been fun already this morning. In the first hour, 7 to 8, we heard from folks in Barron, Osseo, Glenflora, Chautauqua, Prentice, Augusta, Prairie Farm, Eau Claire, Kadot, and Onalaska.
Love hearing from all over western and central Wisconsin, and you're invited from wherever you might be listening for our 50th anniversary celebration. Again, I've been hearing a lot about that coming up a week from Saturday. 715-723-2555. Some folks think they already know, actually.
You have yesterday's wrong answers, and I've got today's.
All right, so again, it is not... The average American household used to have 16 of what? It's not settings of China. It's not air vents, not electrical outlets, not oil lamps, not pillows, kitchen cabinets, radios, water bottles, CDs, or VHS tapes.
It is also not, we've learned this morning, it is not chairs, telephone books, windows, candles, blankets, steps, towels, light bulbs, bed sheets. It is not silverware, candle holders, or landline phones.
And again, one of those ones that you listed earlier, we said that was on the right track.
And I did remove candles, so I'm going to even cut it down one more. It is sending us in the right direction is either chairs, telephone books, windows, or blankets.
All right, 715-723-2555. Folks have been waiting patiently. Good morning on a Win It Wednesday here in the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Pam from Plum City. Good morning, Caleb and Mark. Love you guys.
Good morning. Love you, too, Pam from Plum City. Love the alliteration.
Wow.
And we haven't heard from Plum City yet, Blue Devil's country, so...
I know Pam.
See, Mark knows me. We're the Wolves now. We pitched the Blue Devils. We're the Wolves.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
great.
The Wolves. Okay. All right.
My wife will be glad to hear that, I think.
my apologies to the Plum City community. All right. So our long preamble for Pam from Plum City, but go ahead. What's your guess?
I'm going to guess records. LPs or 45s.
Yeah, that's a good guess.
Sure, the vinyls.
The problem is, Pam, I think we had a lot more than 16 back in the day, and so that's
you
not
think
it.
So?
Yeah.
Now everybody's collecting those
thank
again.
You guys.
Thank you, Pam.
Yeah.
Try again. 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your guess?
Toothbrushes.
And the thing is, do you ever use the old toothbrush? Instead of throwing it out, you use it to, like, clean the grout or something?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Not toothbrushes.
It becomes a dog chew toy.
Yes. Thank you so much. 715-723-2555. Good morning on this fine Win It Wednesday here on WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Amalia Moss from Eau Claire. I have plug-ins or appliances.
Plug-ins or appliances, sneaking in a couple guesses there. I see you.
Yeah, and I also have a hair refrigerator I'm selling for $100 if anybody needs. It's bigger than a mini size. It's mid-size.
Ads by
only
air
for
here.
$100, okay. And it goes to WWIB.
Wow.
Well, fantastic. Thank you so much for that. Is it any of those things, Alvo?
It is not.
It is not. Thank you so much for calling. 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning. I'm Steve from Conrad.
All right, Steve, turn the radio down just a bit here so we can hear your guess. The average American household used to have 16 of what? 16 of what, Steve from Conrad?
Well, Light bulbs.
Light bulbs. I thought we had that guess.
Yeah, we've had that guess.
We had that guess. Would you like to try again?
Can't think of nothing right now.
All right, go ahead and call back. 715-723-2555. The average American household used to, emphasis on used to, have 16 of these. We don't get it here. I think we may have to go with another clue for later on in the hour. But maybe someone's going to figure this out. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's your buddy Mark from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Mark from Chippewa Falls. Hey, what do you think?
I'm going to go with magazine subscriptions.
Magazine subscriptions.
Mark, that would be an awful lot of magazine subscriptions, right?
16 in the average American household. Is it what we're looking for, Halvo?
It's not.
It's not. Thank you, Mark from Chippewa Falls, 715-723-2555. I think we can do two more guesses here, so let's go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, morning, Caleb. Hey, this is Bill from Cornell.
All right, Bill from Cornell, go ahead.
How about Phoenician blinds?
Venetian blinds.
There's a creative one, but
that is very creative.
It's not what we're looking for.
Thank you for calling from Cornell. Oh. Bill, we can take one more call here at 715-723-2555. Thank you so much. We love your participation and hearing from all over the place. Let's go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Diane. I'm calling
from where?
Menominee.
From Menominee. Diane from Menominee. What do you think the average American household used to have 16 of what, Diane from Menominee?
Well,
Quilts. Hopefully you take part in our Warmth from Wisconsin quilting contest, everybody, as well. Is it quilts, Alvo?
We're still looking for the right answer. That's not it.
Not what we're looking for. Thank you, Diane from Menominee. Think about it, friends. The average American household used to have 16 of these. 16 of what? And again, we're thinking more past, not as much now. We'll give you a clue later on.
Well, Win It Wednesday one last time for this August 16th, Caleb.
Speaking of WWIB's 50th anniversary event coming up on the 26th, hopefully it does not take us that long to get an answer here. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good that we'll get closer. Right. We've given a clue. We'll give another clue here. Again, Tuesday trivia became Win It Wednesday. The average American household used to have 16 of these. Used to have 16 of what? And I think we can just jump right into this with a clue, Halvo.
Yeah, and the clue is that, go ahead.
Well, I would say the internet is largely to blame for why we don't have nearly as many of these in our homes.
And that's not a bad thing. I mean, that's not a bad thing.
No, it's not.
It's because of the internet, people don't feel the need to have as many of these.
The average American household used to have 16 of these, but the internet, a big reason why we don't. 715-723-2555, 723-2555 for a Lauren Daigle CD. Good morning on this Win It Wednesday. You're the first one through here. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rick from Rice Lake, but you got me messed up now. I was going to say stairways.
You're going to say what?
Steps. Oh, stair steps. Yeah, someone had guessed that before. You want to think about it and try again, Rick?
Yeah, I'll call that.
All right, 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Evelyn Marion from Fall Creek.
All right, Evelyn, what do you think?
Board games.
Is it board games?
That's a great guess because people used to have a lot more, but that is not what we're looking for.
Also, Evelyn, I do believe you and I met at the parking lot picnic, and it was very nice to meet you, and thank you again for the drawing you made for me.
Yep.
Of the snake that is on my desk. But I know it was made with love. Thank you, Evelyn. Call back. 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Katie from Rice Lake.
All right, Katie. The average American household used to have 16 of these. The internet is largely done away with it. What do you think?
Is it encyclopedias?
Is it encyclopedias?
Yeah, another great guess. I saw somebody the other day. Who was cleaning out, Scott was cleaning out, I think, a parent's house, and he wanted to take the encyclopedias. That's not the answer.
But I would say that she, again, is moving us in the right direction, right? Wouldn't you say so? Thank you, Katie from Rice Lake. Call back, 715-723-2555. Good morning. What do you think?
All right, I'm going to go this time with newspapers.
Newspapers.
Used to have a lot of newspapers, and probably did. Used to, obviously, they're far less common, but that's not what we're looking for.
Thank you for the call. Try again, 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday here on WWIB?
Hey, guys. This is Heather in Cadott.
Hey, Heather. What do you think?
My guess is magazines.
magazines. I feel like we had a guess for magazines.
Yeah, we had magazine subscriptions. So yeah.
We'll lump those together. So, Heather, would you like a bonus guess?
No, that's okay.
All right,
I'll think about it.
Again, encyclopedias, magazines, telephone books. There have been some different things where we've said, you're tracking in the right direction.
Yeah, that's
tracking
right.
in the right direction.
Yes.
Trying to be generous with the hints here.
There we
Good
go.
Good morning, WWIB.
Windows.
Windows has been guessed, too, I do believe.
It has been.
Go ahead, have a bonus guess. The average American household used to have 16 of what? Got any thoughts?
All right.
Try again. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Dorothy from Eau Claire.
Hey, Dorothy. What do you think?
Dictionaries.
We had encyclopedias. Dictionaries. Is it dictionaries?
Remember my favorite professor in college gave me a dictionary when we got married, but that's not it.
Not dictionaries. Thank you, Dorothy. Try again. 715-723-2555. We're getting so close.
Because we talked about the internet, right? When people maybe used to have a dictionary. Now you just look it up, dictionary.com, something like that. So
we'd use the internet for different things.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, WWIB. What do you think?
How about Bibles?
How about Bibles? Did the average American household used to have 16 Bibles? A lot of people using apps and such?
That's not it?
No, not Bibles. Thank you. Try again.
All of a sudden, we've got this trend of encyclopedias and newspapers and Bibles and magazines and telephone books. What else might people read?
Yes, 715-723-2555. We're nearing the finish line here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Naps.
Okay.
Maps. Oh, reading maps, sure. Yeah, gazetteers and maps
and such.
I'm sure
those used to be more common, and probably people did have quite a few, but that's not what we're looking for.
Not maps. Let's go here. Come on, a few more guesses, otherwise we'll have to push this off till tomorrow morning, but we want to make you a winner right now. The average American household used to have 16 of what? Something you read. What do you think?
I'm going to go with greeting cards.
Greeting cards. Is it greeting cards?
That is yet another... Good guess. Nobody's had, but that's not it.
Not greeting cards. Thank you. Good morning, WWIB. What do you think?
Hi, it's Mary from Ridgeland, and I think it's books.
You think it's books?
Just plain out books.
Yeah.
Just straight up books. Well, I mean, I will say that you have half of the answer.
Yeah. What kind of books, Mary?
What kind of books, Mary?
Books. Kind of books. I don't know.
You want to think about it and try back?
Yeah.
All right, we're straight up telling you, folks, what kind of books?
It is a type of book.
The average American household used to have 16 of this type of book. Now the internet's largely done away with it. Good morning. What do you think?
She took my answer, so I was going to just say book. I don't know, coloring books.
Not coloring books. Try again, 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Shelly in Chautauqua.
Hey, Shelly, what kind of books?
Cookbooks.
Is it cookbooks? Did the average American household used to have 16 cookbooks? Shelly from Chautauqua?
Yes!
You're a winner. Yes, we got it. Win it Wednesday. And Shelly, you're the winner.
You're a winner.
Yes, the average American household used to have 16 cookbooks. Congratulations, Shelly. How many cookbooks do you think you have?
Probably eight right now.
Eight. So, maybe not nearly as many as we had before. Congratulations. We're going to get you this Lauren Daigle CD. How about that?
Sounds good to me.